Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 262, Love That Covers Us. How precious is your steadfast love, O God! The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Psalm 36, verse 7. Stay with that word for just a moment. The psalmist had other words he could have chosen. He could have said, God's love is great, that it's powerful, that it's enough. But he reached for something else entirely. He said, it is precious. And that word changes everything. Precious is not what you use and set aside. Precious is what you guard carefully, what holds a worth that nothing else can replace. A family heirloom, a letter from someone you loved. You do not throw away what is precious. And the psalmist is saying that God's love for you carries that weight, that irreplaceable worth. But there's a layer underneath that we cannot skip. The Hebrew word translated here as steadfast love is hesed. And hesed is not a love that rises and falls with your performance. It is not a love that shows up when you're doing well and disappears when you stumble. Hesed means unshakable loyalty, a love that holds when you don't deserve it, especially when you don't deserve it. That is the love God has for you today, not yesterday when you may have been stronger. Today. Right now, exactly as you are. And then the psalm gives us an image, a warm, tender image that goes straight to the heart. Wings. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of God's wings. Have you ever watched a hen with her chicks? When danger comes, she opens her wings and they run to her, and she covers them. No cold gets through. No threat can reach them there. That is the picture. Close, warm, present. Not the image of a distant God watching from far above. The image of a God who bends down over you. And it is no accident that Jesus, looking out over Jerusalem with tears in his eyes, reached for that exact same image. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. That is the heart of the Father revealed by the Son. Now notice how people arrive at that refuge. They take refuge. They come with need, not with credentials. There is no checklist to complete. There is no record to establish first. You do not earn your place under the wings of God. You simply come with your weariness, with your doubt, with whatever you are carrying this morning. You simply come. And that precious love, that faithful hesed, reached its highest and fullest expression at the cross. There, God spread the wings of his love in a final, decisive act. There, our deepest need was covered by the sacrifice of Jesus. There is no failure of yours that is larger than what was accomplished there. There is no weight those wings cannot cover. So today, before you step into the pull of the day, before breakfast, before the phone, pause. Place your hands over your chest. And say it aloud, in your own voice, Lord, I take refuge in your love today. Let that truth land. Let it settle into you. The day is coming, but let it begin from that place. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.